There's also representations that we have to make to protect key sectors of the Quebec economy, which are very different from elsewhere in Canada, and I've named them many times, forestry, aerospace, and supply management, also a unique culture in Quebec, fisheries, rare minerals, and all the rest. These distinguish the Quebec economy from the rest of Canada, and it should not be sidelined. It should be used as something that can be traded away in any trade negotiation. Clean energy, for example, that comes as part of the energy transition. I will repeat this again, but currently, we've been talking about climate change for some time now. Everybody agrees to use the word, but the Federalist parties are acting as if it doesn't exist, as if it wouldn't cost more than all the measures that have been put forward to deal with climate change, as if climate change wasn't damaging and wouldn't be damaging for future generations. The sense of responsibility, whether be it popular or not, is part of our DNA in the Bloc. In the wake of all that, we will oppose, as we committed to do, legislation which will require the government to put any trade treaty through Parliament. We're not hostile to major projects, nation-building projects, but we will not focus on that. C5, in its very nature, not only suspends Canadian legislation to the benefit of the exclusive decision-making power of ministers, but in addition to that, in its very essence, it runs roughshod over the jurisdiction of provinces, including Quebec. It runs roughshod over environmental issues. It does nothing to take into account social license or Indigenous voices. We'll also oppose the use of Quebec taxpayers' money to be invested elsewhere than in Quebec, and we will call on investment in Quebec to be not linked to hydrocarbons. Now, this will be a fall marked by a face-off between Canadian multiculturalism and Quebec now.